Children are a treasure to be taken care of, nurtured, and loved. They depend on you to give them the things they need emotionally, physically, and mentally. Child abuse should not happen, but it does. Sometimes in our stressful lives, we may take it out on our children, the very reason we enjoy our lives. If you are a parent that feels like lashing out, take a deep breath and another. Then remember that you are the adult. Close your eyes and imagine you're hearing what your child is about to hear. Press your lips together and count to 10, or better yet, 20. Put your child in a timeout, 1 minute for each year of age. Put yourself in a timeout and think about why you are angry. Is it your child, or is your child simply a convenient target for your anger? Prevent child abuse. For more information on child abuse prevention, call 1-800-CHILDREN. This is a public service announcement by SDC Broadcasting. Remember growing up how sometimes words were said to you that hurt? You can still remember the person that said them and the place you were. Abusive words hurt children. Don't become that person. What you tell your children, names you call them, will follow them the rest of their lives. Beating up a child on the inside hurts as much as beating them up on the outside. If you feel like lashing out, put yourself in a timeout. Think about why you are angry. Is it your child, or is your child simply a convenient target for your anger? If someone can watch your children, go for a walk. Take a hot bath or splash some water on your face. Exercise or call and talk to a friend. Turn on some relaxing music. Pick up a pencil and write helpful words. Prevent child abuse. For more information on child abuse prevention, call 1-800-CHILDREN. This is a public service announcement by SDC Broadcasting. Did your child have a good New Year last year? What were you doing? How did you celebrate? Alcohol and children don't mix well. Many a grown-up can tell you horror stories of nights their parents were drunk and various abuse took place. Don't be that parent. To the whole family, have a safe and happy New Year. A time for new beginnings, new promises, a totally new outlook on life. We love to celebrate the New Year from December 31st to January 1st. Out with the old and in with the new. This New Year, before you celebrate, look at the young children around you. Are your kids usually present during your celebration? Are you actively making them a part of it as a family, having a sober, fun-filled family time? Or are you gathering with friends and relatives with an endless supply of booze and revelry? When you aren't sober, child abuse can take place. Maybe you think, oh no, not me. I won't go crazy on my child and yell or hit them while I'm partying. Maybe you won't. Look around you. Who's there with you? Can they be trusted drunk around your children? Maybe, and maybe not. Child abuse can take place when you're having a good time. Child abuse can take place in your home, by family members or acquaintances. No, it won't happen in front of you, but it can and will happen. Make this New Year a new year to step up to the plate and protect your children. Realize that they are a treasure, and you only have one chance to raise them. Protect your children, treasure them, and show them you love them. Put your child's all-around well-being before your desires. To the whole family, have a safe and happy New Year.
This is 540 KNMX News at Noon. Here with news about child abuse awareness is Angie Lister from the newsroom.
Our partners at KOAT7 have reported that the Office of the Medical Investigator released its report on 9-year-old Omari Varela's homicide. His mother, Cynthia Varela Casaus, has been charged with his death. The autopsy report said Omari's death was a result of blunt trauma, and it deems it a homicide. The report detailed 5 blunt injuries to the child on his head, chest, abdomen, back, and extremities. Omari also had evidence of a bite mark and burns on his body that were at different stages of healing, meaning the injuries didn't occur at the same time. Varela Casaus told police she knocked the 9-year-old into a dresser and he fell onto the floor, and then she stomped him twice and kicked him in the abdomen. The OMI report reveals Omari's stepfather, Steve Casaus, was home and heard Varela Casaus beating the child. A spokeswoman for the district attorney said they're reviewing the case to determine if Casaus could be charged in connection with Omari's death. KNMX News is following this story and will update it as soon as more information is available. In the midst of this terrible story of abuse and neglect, Sangre de Cristo Broadcasting has committed itself to the awareness and prevention of child abuse. We will stand up for those that suffer in silence. We will encourage and promote awareness so that witnesses will report this crime. It is a scar on our society. It is a scar in our community that can no longer be ignored. Generational child abuse is not acceptable, and it will not be tolerated. Keep your ears open for station coverage and details on the subject of child abuse. Children are a treasure. Let's work together as a community to keep them safe.